Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
You've got tuned to Shushy Bai's number one radio station, 50,000 watts of pure power, the fabulous Moon FM, where you can hear the one and only PJ the DJ every weekday morning at Morning Stretch.
Oh, yeah. The Shushy Make, dreams for you. That is what the Shushies do. The Shushies work is never done. Making dreams is so much fun. The Shushies are A-OK. That's why we like to say. Uh-oh, oh, we love the Shushies. Uh-oh, oh, oh, oh. Uh-oh, oh, we love the Shushies. She's playing,
oh, yeah.
And when the dreams are finally through,
oh, oh.
That is when they're sent to you.
Oh, yeah.
The Shushies make all our dreams. That's why we like to say, uh oh, oh, we love the Shushies. Uh oh, 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 we love the Shushies.
Time at the tone, yawn o'clock. Moon FM will be welcoming Shushy Bai's official pediatrician, Dr. Daniel McGann, later in the show. And whenever Dr. McGann makes a guest appearance, you know it'll be a Shushy day.
Time for me to get up, then I'm gonna head out, look for all my friends, sing it all the way. We're gonna have a good time playing in the sunshine together with my friends, cause it's a Shushy day. Yeah, it's a Shushy day. We're gonna play every single way. It's a shush.
trashy day. Hope that you can stay. All you gotta say is it's a sushi day. Yeah, it's a sushi day. The sushi bells are ringing. The sushis are all singing. Dancing to the beat. That's the sushi way. The skies are clear and sunny. So go and get your mommy and join us in the park. Cause it's a sushi day. Yeah, it's a sushi day. And we're gonna play every single way. It's a sushi day. Hope that you can stay. All you gotta say is it's a sushi day. Yeah, it's a sushi day. Cause it's a sushi day.
Now come on down to Cowboy Pete's used horse sales for a horse sale extravaganza you just can't afford to miss. We got new shipment of beautiful Broncos here in every shape, color, and size. Thousands of horses in our inventory that'll save you thousands of dollars. Now take a look at this model 2011. A hardly used pony ridden by a little old shushy in Pasadena that is in perfect A1 condition and 20% off when you mention Moon FM. Now, then there's this here 1982 filly, a whopping 75% off. She may sound like a pig, act like a pig, look like a pig, and smell like a pig, but she is a pig. Now, why do you think it's discounted 75%? Cowboy Pete's used horse sales, just a few minute gallop from Napa Valley. We're open 7 days a week. I'll see you here.
I think I can hear someone knocking at the Moon FM front doors. Let's go see who it is.
Yes, I'm here to pick up my date, Annabelle.
I think you have the wrong address.
Yeah, isn't this 121 West Turnover Avenue?
Actually, this is 121 East Turnover Avenue. You're on the wrong side of town.
Are you sure? Because my friend described Annabelle, and you look a lot like his description.
I think not. I don't know why I keep answering the door.
My name is Conductor McCloud. Conductor McCloud is my name. And I live in Shushi Bay and drive the Shushi Bay train. I deliver dreams to you when the sun goes down. And when you are fast asleep, that's when I come around. The train flies into the sky with a mighty leap and brings your dreams to Shushi Bay when you're fast asleep. I deliver dreams to you when the sun goes down, and when you are fast asleep, that's when I come around. The train flies into the sky with a mighty leap and brings your dreams to Shushi Bay when you're fast asleep. The train flies into the sky with a mighty leap and brings your dreams to Shushi Bay when you're fast asleep. I deliver dreams to you when the sun goes down. My name is Conductor McCloud, and I'll soon be around.
It's the Moon FM Sports Line ringing. I know who's calling. From the Nap Valley Red Slippers, last season's most valuable shushi, the one and only Carl Starry Skies. Hey, Carl, great to have you on the show.
Great to be here.
What's your prediction for the Slippers this season, Carl?
Well, we're gonna win more than we lose.
Of course, the object of sleep ball is to stay asleep no matter what's thrown at you. Now, you've been training hard all spring, Carl. What's a typical training session like?
Well, we sleep all day, And after an hour of rest, we go back to sleep. As a matter of fact, I gotta get back to training now.
We'll be seeing you out at Sleepball Stadium this Saturday when the Red Slippers take on the Slumber Heights Yawnies. Thank you, Carl. I see he's back training.
My dog ate my homework with just one bite. I got 105 fever in the middle of the night. While driving to school, we got a flat tire. I promise you, teacher, I'm no liar. Oh dear, what could I do? We were captured by Martians, they were little green men. There had to be at least 110. Our house was invaded by a gigantic fly. I promise you, teacher, that's no lie. Oh dear, what could I do? What could I do? What could I do? What could I do? The president called me on the phone. He needed to see me in Washington. It's pretty top secret, and that is why I can't say what happened, and that's no lie. Oh dear, what could I do? That is why I don't have my homework. Time to tuck you in now. Turn the lights and close your eyes. Soon the train will bring you dreams from Shushy Bay. It's time to tuck you in now and give you a kiss goodnight. Dream pleasant dreams, child, from Shushy Bay. It's time to tuck you in now. All the stars come out to shine. Soon you'll be dreaming your dreams from Shushy Bay. It's time to tuck you in now and give you a kiss goodnight. Dream pleasant dreams, child. Dream pleasant dreams, child, from Shushy Bay.
Coming up, a visit at the Shushy Bay Health Center with Moon FM's pediatrician, Dr. Daniel McGinn. But first, the latest Shushy Bay news with Moon FM news anchor, Shushy Ken.
This is Shushy Ken in the Moon FM newsroom with the latest Moon FM news. The Shushy Bay King unveiled his latest model Dream Coach this morning. The Dream Coach Supra was delivered to the Shushy Bay King this morning, and the King immediately took it out for a spin as he flew over Nap Valley, Yawn Island, and Lights Out Lake before touching back down in front of his palace. The King was especially pleased with the all-new Dream Coach's music system, allowing passengers to enjoy Shushy Bay's top hits in full surround sound. And that's the Shushy Bay News. For Moon FM, this is Shushy Ken.
Shushy Bay's official pediatrician, Dr. Daniel McGinn, joins us here at the Shushy Bay Health Center, all the way from his headquarters at Cedars-Sinai Guerin Children's in Los Angeles. Our topic today, growing children and attention deficit disorder. Hi, Dr. McGinn. Let's start with a definition. What's attention deficit disorder?
Yeah, thank you, Shushy Steve. ADHD or ADD, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, or attention deficit disorder, is a neurodevelopmental disorder which generally characterized by difficulties with attention, controlling impulses, and or hyperactivity that are usually out of proportion to a child's age and development. I like to think about it as a difference in the brain's ability to process, and that it struggles to manage all the different signals that it's getting effectively, that it sometimes gets overwhelmed a little bit too easily. Statistics show that about 5 to 7% of kids worldwide can have ADHD, and it usually becomes more noticeable and diagnosed as kids get older and start school, and they start to have some issues at school.
Dr. McGinn, are there telltale signs that children are developing ADHD symptoms?
Parents are always concerned, and rightfully so, about their child's development, and we always need to take a step back and know that kids are still kids and that it's normal for them to be distracted, to be restless at times. But when is too much too much? We need to understand that if this is an issue with how the brain is wired and how they're managing things, it's not just going to present itself in one setting, such as school or at the home, but rather it's going to be uniform across different settings. If parents do start to notice that kids are having trouble focusing, are easily distracted. As they get older, they become more impulsive and restless, and that it's starting to really affect the day-to-day, how they do in school, how they interact with their parents, how they do their homework, and how they do with instructions and chores. And if it's really starting to interfere with that, then that's something we start to consider.
What about teachers and perhaps other professionals in children's lives? Are they trained to recognize potential ADHD concerns?
The teachers who are doing a great job, who start to notice that kids are struggling in school, whether it's with their peers, whether it's with following directions. Usually before they start school, they're still quite young and it's just in one setting. And it's not something we typically get concerned about unless there are very alarming symptoms and unless the parents are very concerned as well. But we allow kids time to grow and develop. But if by preschool, if we start to see patterns where they can't focus on something for more than a minute, even, you know, with encouragement, if they're always needing to be on the move, running, jumping, fidgeting excessively compared to other peers in their class, if they are interrupting constantly, grabbing things without waiting their turn, acting recklessly, then we start to get a little bit more concerned.
Dr. McGinn, can excessive television and other forms of electronic entertainment contribute towards attention deficit disorders?
Of course, we always recommend good structure, limiting screen time, getting good quality sleep, and nutrition are all very good adjuncts to allow kids to thrive as much as possible and to help potentially minimize some of these symptoms as well. Remember that early on in the first couple of years of life, to just focus on forming good, healthy habits. Sleep, balanced nutrition, giving lots of love and attention to babies who need it. And then as they get older in toddlerhood and they start preschool, to keep predictable, structured routines. Breakfast, then playing, then story time, for example. Keeping tasks concise and asking just for one simple thing at a time. You know, put your shoes here, for example, and not go grab this, then give me that, then go do that, because their attention span and their memory is a little bit limited. Praising their efforts, giving them lots of positive reinforcement, and trying to limit also overstimulation, like you mentioned with the screen time, because excessive screen time, it could potentially amplify and bring out their underlying restlessness.
Thank you, Dr. McGinn. That's Dr. Daniel McGinn, Shushy Bai's official pediatrician, who joins us here in Shushy Bai, all the way from his offices at Cedars-Sinai Guerin Children's in Los Angeles.
Hi there, I'm Kenny Curtis. Snoozles is a very special Shushy. That's because the Shushy Bai King gave Snoozles a dream wand that allows him to visit children at any time. A girl named Trisha sent Snoozles her dream wish. She wanted to dream about playing with the Shushies in Shushy Bai. Snoozles waved his dream wand and instantly appeared in Trisha's room. "Snoozles," said Trisha, "is that really you?" "It sure is," said Snoozles. "I saw your dream wish, and I thought I would invite you and your mommy and daddy to play with us in Shushy Bai," said Snoozles. Trisha's mommy and daddy were very pleased. "Sounds like a lot of fun," said mommy. So with a wave of his dream wand, Snoozles, Trisha, and her mommy and daddy were in Shushy Bai. They all headed over to Pillow Park, where the Shushies were playing on the slides, the swings, and the seesaw, and they were having fun, and Trisha joined in and had a wondrous time. Perhaps Snoozles may even visit you in your room. You never know. This is Kenny Curtis saying shushy bye and good night.
Well, Snoozles, does and Z's, it's shushy bye time, so what do we say to our listeners?
Shushy bye and good night.
Shushy bye and good night.
Shushy bye and good night.
We sure hope you liked our show. Now it's time for us to go. We'll be back until we do. Dream our dreams the whole night.
Do it for this episode of Shushy by Radio Moon FM. I'm Shushy Steve, bringing you the top Shushy by hits from the Bedboard charts. Don't forget now to email your Shushy song dedication to steve@ssapr.com. That's steve@ssapr.com. And include the names of those giving and receiving the dedication, and we'll give you a free Shushy by song MP3 in return. So be sure to send us your dedication again to steve@ssapr.com. We'll see you again on the radio next time on...